Joe Sunchurch. Welcome to EMP this chilly morning. Hope you guys are staying nice and warm. So a couple weeks ago, I brought up this topic today, just ever so slightly. This topic of Sabbath, we talked about the Advent theme of peace. Since then, I probably had I had more reflection on this topic myself, probably since I knew that I would have some time off from Christmas to the New Year, and for myself seeking not just rest, but Sabbath, I decided to, you know, do more reflection on this, and then, yeah, and so for the last EFP of 2020, on this topic, you know, do this last EFP on this topic. So if there is time later on, I would like to do a quick lectio reading, but I don't know, we'll see. So if you guys could turn with me to Deuteronomy 5, 12 to 15, and then I'll just begin reading, and we'll dive into this. Deuteronomy 5, 12 to 15. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, or your male servant or your female servant, or your ox or your donkey, or any of your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Let's pray. Abba Father, we thank you for the chance to come to you this morning. Wherever we may be today, both physically, but wherever we are today spiritually as well. And so as we dive into this topic of Sabbath and rest, may you speak to us, may you lead us into a time of rest early this morning, God. We thank you, we love you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the passage from this morning is the second instance in which the Ten Commandments were recorded. Now, according to Eugene Peterson, in the most pivotal essay I've read on this topic, the intention of these two records are quite different. And we could tell by what they show. In Exodus, the commandments focus on God's work and how he rested on the seventh day. And in turn, blessing that day specifically, saying, Peterson writes, Sabbath keeping gets us into the step with the rhythm of the Creator. Now, in Deuteronomy, in the passage we read today, as Moses is writing to an Israel that is one generation removed from the Exodus, and slavery in Egypt, the commandment, as we can see, is focused on Israel's history as slaves in Egypt. Peterson writes that Sabbath keeping is, quote unquote, social justice, the gracious relief from the oppression of sin. So how do we observe Sabbath then, right? Traditionally speaking, many of us observe our Sabbath by going to church for worship. Some of us serve in various ministries that we have open on Sundays. And after church, some of us may go out for lunch with different friends and family before heading home to wrap up the weekend and prepare our minds for the week ahead. But how much of that is actually restful, right? How much is what might be considered Sabbath? If you work on Sunday, When do you observe Sabbath? Jesus reminds us in Matthew, Mark, and Luke that Sabbath was made for man, and not man for Sabbath, and that it is quote unquote lawful, as in you are allowed to not, or you are allowed to not, you must go out of your way to do so. It is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Jesus, through this, reinterprets what Sabbath is about. It is not a specific day to observe, per se, but a mindset of drawing closer to God through our rest. Now, with respect to how each of us may define what work is, what leisure is, or what rest is, Sabbath isn't so much about refraining from stressful tasks, but more so to be in a state of peace and rest. If you recall when I spoke on this topic of peace a couple weeks ago, what we are going to refer to, you know, peace is what we're going to refer to as the state of things as it should be. So how do we observe Sabbath becomes the important question, because Sabbath isn't just about checking boxes and saying, I went to church today, so therefore I fulfill my Sabbath duties. Right, because even though I was on the phone the whole time and I avoided as many people as I could at service, you know, because I went to church, therefore God and I are good. You know, we understand that that is not Sabbath observance. So then, how do we do it? Peterson highlights two key elements on how he and then suggests that we should observe Sabbath. Right, these two elements are very simple, praying and playing. Now praying, now this is a given, right? Is Sabbath without God really meeting, yeah, is Sabbath without meeting with God really honoring or remembering the Sabbath? You know, just as fasting without prayer is merely dieting, Sabbath without God is just taking a break. Necessary and helpful, but also missing the spiritual element that connects us and connects our rest to God. And so prayer, you know, praying in this case is more than just dear Jesus and then going through your checklist. This is an intentional quality time spent to find spiritual rest by expanding your daily spiritual practices or to do something completely different from your typical ones. This is the act of giving quality time to Jesus. Now, this can be practiced through various things. For some, journaling, you know, for myself at least, journaling in reflection is something that works for me. Or if you already do short expositions during your daily time, increasing the amount of journaling to expand that, right? It could be spending time in deep prayer, not in the church way where, you know, when you fall asleep, that's what I call people in the deep prayer. But more so in a contemplative prayer style, right? Where you are spending a prolonged time downloading, listening, and hearing what God has to say to you, right? It could be in the form of a short fast. It could be a silent retreat. It could be a prayer walk. It could be many different things that perhaps you don't have that length of time to do during the week because, you know, things have to keep going. But during your Sabbath, this may be something you observe. The important thing with all of this is its intentionality, to intentionally separate this day to rest, not just in the Lord, but also with the Lord. And so, should Sunday worship be part of your Sabbath practice, come to church with the intention to rest and receive. Serve with the intention to connect with Him through your actions. Worship with intention to glorify God, the Almighty. Come with the expectation of meeting God from wherever you are emotionally and mentally. Now, the second element, playing, isn't just an idea to entertain ourselves, right? This is not just entertainment. It's not just sit on the couch and watch Netflix and let it keep rolling until the end of days, right? The idea behind rest and playing, or with this idea of playing, is rest through God, enjoying God's creation, including learning more about our own human experience as God had created us for. Peterson writes that play extends the range of the human experience, where we learn through leisure and pleasure by interacting with other things that God has created per design. And once again, this is also open to however it is that you enjoy God's creation. It can be through exercise, it can be exploring the arts, going on adventures and exploring God's works, spending time with one another, cooking or breaking bread with one another. Explore what God is offering you during this time. Peterson notes this about praying and playing. How we keep the day is not biblically prescribed. That we keep the day is commanded. By giving us clear reasons foundational to Sabbath keeping, and by not giving instructions on how to implement them in our situation, has not our God the Spirit dignified us with creativity and initiative? He trusts us to work out practices of prayer and play that honor and participate in holiness. There is scope for endless creativity here when we return to the source reasons of praying and playing. And so Peterson is saying that there is so much freedom to what we can do, right? I mean, obviously everything that we do must be based out of a biblical stance, right? It needs to be holy and righteous. But outside of that, there's a lot of freedom as to how we could pray and play, how we can observe Sabbath, right? The important part is that we observe it. And so the ramifications of not observing Sabbath is quite dire, actually, at least the way that I see it. As we live in a city and also in a culture that celebrates overworking, this is a much needed practice here in Hong Kong. Heck, even our chief executive in a recent interview took pride in being a workaholic. This is embedded into our local Hong Kong society and into our work culture especially, something we are confronted with each and every day. But just as work is from the Lord, so is rest, and so is Sabbath. And so when we neglect to take rest and recover, we open ourselves to so much more. How many times have we given into temptation, not just to sin, but other unhealthy pleasures, because our mind is, because our mind and body is weak, right? Nothing with, snacking a little bit per se, but that extra little snack on the way home just before dinner, probably unnecessary, right? And that's something that's quote unquote, not necessarily sinful, because of course we know that worse than a prep cookie on the way home, we put ourselves in a situation where we are open to sinful temptations, right? I'm reminded of Alexander Hamilton. If you know the story, either through the musical or from history in general, he was this guy from the 1700s who was instrumental in the development of the U.S., right, during the Revolutionary War back in 1700s against Britain. Now, here is a man who ends up cheating on his wife while his family was on vacation upstate. A known workaholic during this time is trying to complete work on important documents for the newly formed U.S. government. But through overworking and stress, he ends up committing adultery when he was in a situation where he fell into temptation. Eventually, he would be extorted over the affair, which made everything public, which is how we all know now. But the thing is this, when we do not take time to rest and take Sabbath, we will find ourselves to be weak physically, mentally, emotionally, and many times spiritually as well, leading us to higher chances to dishonor God through sin and unrighteousness. The second ramification that's important to me, I guess, with not taking Sabbath is we end up perpetuating the same overworking culture that we know to be unhealthy to our colleagues and to our families. And as a youth person, as a youth director, I see this more quite prominent in the children in Hong Kong, right? Because I understand that some of you who have children, also can see that, right? And so I appeal to you in this way. Hong Kong, and also throughout Asia, really, places a disproportionate amount of stress into our kids' studies through many different ways. But this is not a rant about those attitudes towards education and towards you either. But by ourselves as being adults and parents, if we do not emphasize and practice rest and Sabbath, we indirectly show to our kids that there are more important things than the Sabbath. We are then placing our work and, for them, school over it. We'll end up teaching them self-reliance, right? One may also argue that while you are teaching resilience, which is also an important trait, you know, someone might argue, oh, they need to learn to push through, which, yes, I agree, it's important. But when we do not teach Sabbath along with pushing ourselves, then we're going to start teaching them that even pausing and rest is for the weak, and as opposed to rest being necessary. Just as the body requires rest after a hard workout, so do all the other parts of ourselves when we exercise it. Whether it's mental, emotional, or spiritual. And so, if we neglect Sabbath, the second ramification is that we perpetuate an unhealthy working lifestyle, and most importantly, an unholy, self-reliant, worldly style. And these things and attitudes would be passed on to the generations below us, directly below us. And so I'll wrap up with this by going back to Peter's approach to prayer and playing, with a couple of questions for us to ask ourselves as we kind of go into this time of God. And so, does your Sabbath contain both of these elements, prayer and playing? Does your rest connect yourself to both God and God's creation? And so I figured as we enter this long weekend, I would like to suggest to you all, consider adding an element of Sabbath to your fast. It can be with you personally or with your family and children, right? Remember, there's freedom to be creative and freedom to take initiative on how to approach your Sabbath. Finding time in the coming days, either tomorrow as we're offering New Year, or Tuesday or Saturday when we begin the fast, or Sunday on the 3rd. And during the fast, find time in the coming days and during the fast to connect with God through prayer and through play. And as Peterson says, God has given us the freedom and knowledge to be creative in how we observe this time in a righteous manner. And so I would like to end by reading the verse one more time. We'll do a modified Lectio reading. Lectio reading is an old Bible meditation exercise where literate monks, those who can read, would read for illiterate monks, those who cannot read, as a way for them to connect with the word without having to look at the word and just not knowing what's going on. And so what we'll do now is I'm going to read the verse one more time, and I want you guys to focus on a certain aspect of it, and I'm going to read it again, and then I'm going to ask Pina to lead us in worship, and then after we're done with worship, I'm going to do a third reading with a reflection. So if you guys could just bow with me, and then I'll read it and apply you instructions. Deuteronomy 5, 12 to 15. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, or your male servant or your female servant, or your ox or your donkey, or any of your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. And so in the next minute or so, I want you to interact with the passage, ponder it, speak with God about it. Is there a specific word or a certain part of the passage that speaks to you? I want you to focus on that, you know, just communicate with God with it. What is he trying to say to you through this? So we'll spend a minute. I'll read it again, and then give you over this time. Deuteronomy 5:12-15. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, or your male servant or your female servant, or your ox or your donkey, or any of your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. So, King Abel, now lead us in a time of worship.
You hold my every move. You calm my raging seas. You walk with me through fire and heal all my disease. I trust in you, Lord, I trust in you. I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I. I believe you're my portion. I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. You hold my hand. You calm my raging sea. You walk with me through fire and heal all my disease. I trust in you, Lord, I trust in you. I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I need. I believe you're my portion. I believe You're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hand. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hand. I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I need. And I believe you're my portion. I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. Jesus, you're all I need.
Thank you, Pete. So I'm going to read the passage one more time, and then give you further instruction for a prayer before diving to Pete. Deuteronomy 5:12-15. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, or your male servant or your female servant, or your ox or your donkey, or any of your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. So let's go to the Lord and just thank him for giving us the Sabbath, a time to rest and recover, especially in our context here in Hong Kong or wherever you need to be this morning. Let us go into our community prayer now. Let's first pray for those who are going through the cancer process. Pray not just for those who are fighting the battle, but their friends and family that are alongside them as well. Let's lift up those who are in need of both God's healing and the word of salvation. Pray also for those who are who have requested them to be on this list, that they would continue to act as a beacon of light for their friends and for their family. Let's lift up those in our community who are dealing with non-cancer related infirmities. Let's lift up now those who are seeking new employment. May God continue to believe in providence. And that during this time, that's not just for rest time, but it's a Sabbath time for them as well. So pray that they're able to draw closer to the Lord. Let's go to our Thursday prayer focus. Let's lift up SG, Spin, and Spill. Pray over Pastor Sam Kim as they are, I'm guessing they're still meeting in a big group. So praise God for that. I think they started either last week or 2 weeks ago. Pray over Pastor Solomon and Pastor Ernie as they are continue to find ways to connect with their congregation as they're unable to meet in their typical space right now. Let's lift up our education ministries. Pray over SP Kids and P Man and P Lisa. Pray over SP Youth and myself. Pray over SPU with Pastor Andrew. Just lift up these ministries, especially as we are continuing to meet over online, that despite all of these things, that we're able to continue to grow in the Lord, to find creative and new ways to do ministry in this way. let's lift up our prayer and healing ministries. Let's pray over IP as they continue to intercede for us, and that's led by Matt. So just pray that as Matt leads ministry, that they continue to be united in what they're hearing from God, and that they will share this, these prayer, you know, put these prayers into actions in faith. Let's pray over the well and the river, which is led by Rachel. Pray that as people come for, you know, both short-term prayer at the well or long-term inner healing prayer, in the middle of all of this, that God will show up and God will bring healing, bring relief, and bring inner healing. Let's lift up our typical evening outreaches, SP Lights and Homie, even though they're suspended right now. We just pray, let's just lift up that these relationships that were built throughout the times, that they're able to continue to connect with them, with those in the red light district, as well as those who are the elderly and the poor that we have made relationships. Let's pray over Hong Kong and our city. I haven't been keeping up with the news, but it does seem like, you know, there are newer restrictions, especially for people coming back from out of the city, but it does seem like the cases are relatively lowering and things like that, but it seems like a holding pattern. So continue to pray for Hong Kong. Pray that during this Christmas season and New Year's time, people aren't picking up, you know, this the COVID through their meetups and things like that. And once again, just continue to pray over the emotions and the mental health of those in Hong Kong, that during this round that they are able to find peace and calmness into their hearts as well. Finally, let's pray for a New Year's Eve service tonight. We are ending 2020 today. For some, this might be a milestone of sorts, but let's just pray over our service, pray over the word that peace now will bring. And so introduce our theme for next year. The prayer time, the worship time, all of it, just lift that up to the Lord. Overall, especially the internet stuff too, right? The connections and things like that. May everybody be on top of the game and just be ready to receive this evening. Abba, Father, we thank you for giving us rest. yeah, we thank you for rest. We thank you for not just sleep, but Abba Father God, rest for our whole body and our whole mind and our whole soul, Abba Father God. And so, yeah, as we move into New Year, as we enter a short little time of just a public holiday and such, we pray, God, that we would find rest. We would find Sabbath, Abba Father, in the way that you intended, in the way that you wanted your creation to be able to connect with you through prayer and through playing. So God, we thank you for rest. We thank you for this word today. So we love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for joining us. There is no EMP on Friday on New Year's Day. Just FYI. And I'm not sure about CMP. But so we'll see you tonight for the service. And have a good Christmas Eve day. Bye-bye.